Okay, let's move on here to Charlie, who's calling us from Buckley. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, hi, Dr. Ryan. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
I got like simple questions in a sense. It's like in layman terms, somewhat layman terms, could you actually tell me what AFib actually is?
It's an irregularity in the heartbeat. Instead of going bum, bum, bum all the time, it'll go bum, 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 bum,
Right.
bum, that kind of
I'll
thing.
agree with you there. Okay. So then what causes
Nobody knows for certain, but there's definitely some things we can do that can help to chase it away. It's not necessarily permanent once we have it. For example, at the Tama Clinic, we happen to have an AFib IV. And when we give that to people, and why do we do it intravenously? Because people who are at an age to have atrial fibrillation frequently don't absorb nutrients well. So we do it intravenously. It all gets in there. Anyway, it contains magnesium, manganese, selenium, and copper. Guess what? Copper conducts electricity. We all know that from wires. But we're not also informed that magnesium and manganese and selenium also help to re-regulate atrial fibrillation heartbeat. So we give that one a few times, and it's not 100% thing. No way. No way can claim that at all. But about 40, 45% of the people who take it don't have any more AFib. And look, that's not 100%, I understand. Okay, second thing, though, is it's also been discovered that there's an amino acid which is an electrical regulator. It's called taurine, T-A-U-R-I-N-E. And I know one guy who, if he takes himself 2 grams of taurine a day, which is not at all an overdose, it's kind of hard to overdose on taurine, his AFib doesn't AFib at him, but if he forgets to take it, it AFibs back at him. Taurine also regulates seizures in children. It doesn't get rid of them completely, but it sure downregulates them. So it's a good electrical regulator. It does not participate in making proteins for what that's worth. It goes around the body regulating electrical areas such as the brain and the heart. And one other cool thing is that somebody published about 15, 20 years ago a multi-country, 35-country study, and they show that the more taurine there was in the urine in that country, in those people, the less cardiovascular deaths there were. Doggone. And then there's another study about 3 years ago. Why, if we use 2 or 3 grams of taurine a day, in a year's time, it'll promote weight loss to about 3 to 5 pounds. What do you know? So that's the nice thing about nature's tools. They do many more things than just one thing. So we've got the minerals and we've got the taurine, and with those, a lot of times we can get the atrial fibrillation to stay away. And sometimes we can't, but we can sometimes.
So something like that AFib intravenous that you perform at your clinic, what does something like that, how often do you have to have it, and what's something like that run cost?
Okay, I can't tell you the cost. I'm not the business person at the clinic. They can tell you right at the front desk, though. You call them up. And second thing is, it doesn't have to be continued forever. Thank goodness. If it works, and again, that's 40, 45% of the time it does work, then we know what that person needs. And so we start talking about how can you switch to oral, and let's make sure it's getting absorbed. That is a really key thing when we're old, the absorption part. When we're getting old enough to have AFib, because that doesn't usually happen in 30 and 40 years old, as you probably know. When we're getting old enough to have AFib, many of us have developed absorptive difficulties. That is not a disease. It's something like menopause and lower testosterone with time. It happens with time. The digestion absorption gets weaker. I even wrote a whole newsletter about that, and it was based on the work of a Mayo Clinic professor by the name of Francis Van Zandt, who found that by the time we're all in our 60s, approximately half of us, it was actually 48% for women and 52% for men, had sufficiently decreased levels of acid being made by the stomach that we didn't digest the food properly. And if we don't do that, sir, we're not going to be able to absorb it, are we? So anyway, there's all those other things.
So you think, can you tell me, by taking some of that taurine, I can see that, you know, the electrical impulses and how your whole body should be, it's all, a lot of it deals with electricity, natural electricity in your body.
You betcha.
Do you have to say if a person decided to take some of this taurine, like the up to 2 grams, or taking the taurine every day. Would it interfere, would you say, with taking, like, Eliquis?
Not taurine, no, sir. Not at all. Remember, taurine's in breakfast, lunch, and dinner if we're eating protein.
I thank you. Well, thank you for your time, and I really appreciate you taking my call and being on the radio.
Well, thank you for calling, sir.